Two of Apple's shareholders are urging the company to research the impact of its technology on children. Together, JANA Partners and the California State Teachers Retirement System own around $2 billion of Apple stock, and they recently wrote an open letter to Apple asking the company to be a pioneer in the tech industry and offer parents more choices and tools when it comes to how their children are using Apple products. For their part, Apple responded in a statement, quote, "We are committed to meeting and exceeding our customers' expectations, especially when it comes to protecting kids."
This push is an example of what's called shareholder activism, when those who hold a financial interest in a publicly traded corporation use their influence to try to affect change. Just how influential can shareholder activists like these be? The show's Lauren Gilger is here now with more on that. Hey, Lauren.
Hey. So we've seen activist shareholders make a real impact before. Procter & Gamble, PayPal, and Yahoo are all examples of major companies that have been pressured by activist investors to make big changes, like cutting costs and replacing board members. Now these two Apple shareholders are shedding a light on their concerns regarding the effect of things like smartphones on kids. So to find out more about the influence of shareholders like these, we reached out to Nikolai Gonchev. He studies corporate governance and shareholder activism at Southern Methodist University. And he says this case is really unique. Activists like these don't usually focus on creating social change. Normally, he said, it's about increasing shareholder value.
So this is a very interesting campaign to watch because it stirs for social change. And this is somewhat unusual. However, there have been some recent trends that may actually explain why this is happening. The media has been focusing on social responsibility, sustainability, environmental change quite a bit more in recent years. And so this clearly reflects either some interest from the investor side or potentially could focus the attention of investors to such topics. And then related to that, we also see a lot of inflows into funds that are specializing in this type of investing, socially responsible investing. And so it seems that institutional investors gradually have increased their attention to such issues. And I think hedge funds, in their work with institutional investors through their campaigns, naturally would reflect to some extent this. But it is a very unusual demand. And the second reason why this campaign is unusual is because it actually has JANA Partners together with the pension funds, the California State Teachers Retirement System, push for a specific demand. It is extremely unusual to see a public pension fund work with a hedge fund, especially on an issue like this.
Yeah. So I wonder, how is it that companies normally respond when they're presented with something like this? Is this, what do you expect Apple to do?
This varies quite a bit. In a typical campaign, the activists would try to start friendly negotiations with the company to sit down with them and see whether they can come to some agreement. In this case, Apple seems to be responding pretty quickly. They seem to be responsible to a large extent. And I think this may be another reason why Apple was targeted, because they're obviously a very valuable company and they could be a source of change in the industry. So they could be a change leader. And I think that's why they possibly received this letter from JANA and California State Teachers System.
Yeah, they have so much power. So I wonder also, are there instances when you've seen an activist campaign like this, activist shareholders, really not benefiting the shareholders or the company in the end? Maybe they've even sank the company. Has that ever happened?
Yes, for sure. The average company that is targeted does see a positive improvement, both in its operations, also in its governance.
Yeah. So I wonder, where do you see this going in the future? When you research things like this and you're seeing these trends evolve, do you think that activist shareholders are going to become more and more prominent?
I think activist shareholders are already prominent. It's just that they have not been at the forefront of social change so far. And in fact, if you look at socially responsible investing, it has increased, but it has not really reached its full potential. Generally, it has been difficult to focus on specific causes and at the same time generate shareholder value. potentially this could set a precedent because JANA and the teacher's retirement system targeted a very visible company. Obviously, we are talking about it. Everyone is talking about this. And so if anything could happen, it really probably has to go through companies like Apple, Facebook, Google, and so on, who have the might and I think also feel responsible to some extent to actually make some changes.
Nikolai Gonchev is an associate professor of finance at the Cox School of Business at Southern Methodist University. Dr. Gonchev, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger.